Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. I share both my successes and my failures and hope that you can learn something from them and maybe make your life a little bit better. This week's episode is called Face Your Fears. Are you afraid to take risks? Do you continually play it safe? Are you living a life that is comfortable but unchallenging? Today I want to talk about how we can push ourselves to take more risks and live life more fully. While we wait for life, life passes. Seneca. Our brains are always looking to keep us safe in any situation. And it's part of the reason why we've evolved as a species and why we are the dominant species on the planet. Because our brains catalog things that can cause us harm, and we're able to avoid situations that would be detrimental to our safety, and so we end up surviving. But survival is not the same thing as thriving. We may be able to feed ourselves, take care of our basic needs, but this is not the same thing as living a great life. A great life, to me, is one where we are able to take our skills, talents, and ambitions and live a life where we continually become better versions of ourselves. We use our talents to make the world a better place. Now, people often wonder what the purpose of life is. And to be honest, I think the purpose of life is to figure out what makes a good life for you and then live that. Now, this is challenging because it takes a willingness to explore. It takes a willingness to be uncomfortable and to try new things. And what makes a good life at one time in your life may be very different at another time of your life. It can ruin your life only if it ruins your character. Otherwise, it cannot harm you, inside or out. Marcus Aurelius. So what is it that holds us back from taking more risks in our lives and living to our full potential? Simply put, it's fear. And there are lots of fears that hold us back from doing what we really want. A couple of those include things like the fear of rejection of others, including family, friends, and society. Being accepted in our peer group or our community is something that we all want, and doing things that might bring down the judgment of others or could get us ostracized can be incredibly scary. Then there's fear of failure, that if we try something that we're not good at and that we could fail at it and become embarrassed by that failure. We could also feel like we have wasted time when we put in energy to something, but we still fail at it. Then there's the fear of change. When things stay as they are, we feel comfortable because we know what to expect. When we step up and we try something new and different, things will change. We may disrupt the way that our lives are going, and even if we know in the end it will be better, change is uncomfortable. Then there's the basic fear of loss of security. Often when we are afraid to take risks, it's because we don't want to be financially insecure. Sometimes the things we want to pursue mean that we have to change careers or put up funding that may impact our finances. But with all these different fears, there's just one thing in common. Each one of them is created by a thought in our mind. Fear is generated because we are afraid of something uncomfortable. And whether that's the disapproval of others or having to live a more meager lifestyle while we pursue what we really want. These are just emotions attached to thoughts based on our perspective. What others think of us can really cause no harm. We can also really get by on far less than we are used to if that's what it takes for us to pursue our dreams. Set aside a certain number of days, which you shall be content with the scantest and cheapest fare, with coarse and rough dressed, saying to yourself the while, "Is this the condition I feared?" Seneca. A good example of giving into fear is that many of us, and I include myself into this group, end up following our backup plan. And what I mean by that is that we give into our fears and we decide that rather than pursue our dreams and desires, we do something that's safe. In my case, I got a degree in business and ended up in software development. Now, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with being in software. And I haven't had a terrible life from being in software either. But it's far, very far from the acting or singing or writing music, which is what I really wanted to do when I graduated from high school. And the thing is, most of us end up spending just as much time and energy on our backup plans as we would have needed to make our original plans work. I spent as much time behind the computer as I would have spent running lines or auditioning for musicals if I had just had the courage to follow the path that I really wanted. I'm sure that if you look at the areas where you've shied away from and not taken risks, you'll find that if you had just put the same amount of energy as you do into your day job, you probably would have been quite successful at the thing you really wanted to do. You are scared of dying, and tell me, is the kind of life you lead really any different than being dead? Seneca. So how can Stoicism help you get better at taking risks? Well, the Stoics are very big about reminding us of our own mortality. I mean, we're all going to die, and that's something that we just have to accept. And once you do accept that, accept the fact that you could leave life really at any moment. You could just die tomorrow. And realize that since you only have one life, to do your best to live the best life that you can. Live the life that you really want to live, and not just the life that other people want you to live, or the life that's just safe. Another way to put this in perspective is, do you really think that anyone is going to remember what you did in 100 years? In 50 years? Probably not. There will come a time in the future where no one will know who you were or what you did. All your contributions, all your pain and suffering will just be things in the past as if they never existed, as if you never existed. And that's great and sad at the same time. I mean, everything that we do is futile, but at the same time, doing good things and how we do everything really matters as well. But if you're going to spend your life doing something that will be gone in the not-so-distant future, make sure that it's something futile that you want to do. I mean, do you want to do stand-up comedy? Get out in front of your best friend and try some material out. Then find an open mic. Just start doing it. It won't matter if no one laughs at your jokes. Over time, you'll probably make it work. If you want to ask somebody out, but you're afraid they might reject you, well, you're no worse off than you are now, so just go ahead and ask them out. You want to be a musician? Practice. Then download GarageBand or Audacity and record your stuff and put it on SoundCloud. You'll probably find others that like your vibe. The thing is that you are here to explore and live a life that is full of joy. And you do this by stepping up and trying things. And we are all better off in a world where everyone is putting things out into the world that bring them joy. Because there's a good chance that they will bring somebody else joy as well. Now, all of these things that you're afraid of, everything that stresses you out when you die, those things will simply be gone in the future. So none of it really matters. Now, is that nihilistic? Well, I don't think so. I think it's just a simple recognition of the value of these things by adjusting our perspective. All of these things that you do are so important, are really not important in a long enough timeline. Why does he smile when misfortune strikes? He knows it is an opportunity to cultivate virtue. Death, loss, decline, these things will come for us all. Facing pain is how we make ready. Adversity sharpens the blade of the will. Greet the test gladly. Endure. The Stoic Emperor. One of the four virtues, and to me the most important virtue, is that of courage. For me, courage is the key to living a good life. It is the virtue that underpins everything else that helps us live a life that we're proud of and to make changes in our lives. Courage is the key to awareness of ourselves, in that it helps us to see ourselves as we truly are. Courage is what helps us to make hard choices, to have hard conversations, and to persevere when things seem bleak. Now, courage doesn't mean that you have to go cliff diving or put yourself in extreme danger. Courage is simply facing up to the things that scare you, looking at why they scare you, and doing them anyway. The more comfortable you get with facing up to small things with courage and resolve, the easier it gets to face up to the bigger fears in your life. And every time you step up and make a courageous choice, you become more virtuous. So what are some areas of your life where you are afraid? What are some things that you want to do in your life, but you're unwilling to take the risk? What's on your bucket list that you keep putting off? Learning to take more risks in your life is something that you can get better at, one small fear at a time. Taking more risks is also part of what makes a life much more fulfilling and exciting. And because, in the end, it doesn't really matter anyway. And that's a good thing. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and thanks for listening.